say once you get saved by the grace of God, every day is a beautiful day.
Amen.
Oscar done said it, and I want to say it again. These young folks that sent Larry that card, he was just about cried on the phone. Said he's in his late 60s. He said all the years he ever preached, he'd written the first knee of a guy. And he said, make sure that you tell them that I appreciate that.
Amen.
The Lord is good to us all.
Yes.
I don't know. You got your Bibles. I'm going to be reading several different places, but I'm going to read two places from my text. Good to have. I want to greet everybody in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I have David studied for the last few days. And I, with the help and the grace of God, I'm going to declare war on the devil the rest of the time that I have left.
Amen.
Every chance I get, I want to take his hide and nail it to the wall.
Yes, sir.
I see what he's doing to our people.
Sure.
Our kindred, our neighbors, our country. He's just having havoc, destroying. Mike said this morning, said there wasn't no pill to do away with sin. There's one. Gospel.
Yep.
It'll do away with sin.
Yeah, it will.
But in Psalms chapter number 9 and Hebrews chapter number 27, I'll be reading more, but that's where I won't take my text from. To start off with you. Psalm chapter 9 and verse number 17, the Bible said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 27 and 28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Bless the Lord.
Now you stop and think. We've done at the funeral home one night this week. And I was talking to a woman down there, inviting her to church. And I told her, I turned around and pointed at Clinton, and I told her, I said, just a matter of few days till that's going to be me and you. I said, you better be making things right with God.
Amen.
And David, I got to studying in my mind the ages. Little babies that never been born, aborted, died young. Oldest man ever recorded in this Bible was 969 years old, and he died. Never been a man or a woman born on this earth that did not die, except the one that's still living and your times are coming.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to drop this with you. Me and my wife, before I start on it, me and my wife She's the only one. Now you listen close. Me and her was at a service at Glencoe, Alabama, several year back. Listen close. You won't catch this on you. But this young man had joined the National Guard at 18 year old. And he served out and he's retired now. I can't remember the year, you might, but what year that space shuttle went up with that school teacher and all of it in it, no, and it blowed up. You remember it? You know the government says tell you that they died instantly. But him being in the service, Mike, he said they hadn't let out no audio tapes. They got it on the government's got it on audio tape. But while I'm getting to a point here, they said they began to let out a few papers of part of a conversation that was going on inside of that capsule from the time it exploded till it hit the water. Said there were some of them in there screaming. Some of them said, "I'm burning up." Said some of them was a praying. And said some of them was a singing "Amazing Grace." Now we think that they were just, we don't know what they've done. But I'm getting at a point here. They were suffering hell right there just for a little while here while they were still alive. But if God did not hear their voice, as of right now, they are literally in the flames of hell, burning now, screaming and crying, and it'll do no good.
Amen.
Now, there's only two places to go when you die.
Right.
Everybody likes to talk. Boy, God help me. Everybody likes to talk about that sweet place. And I'm glad it's there.
Yeah.
I'm glad, thank God, that I'm there. How the Lord, He forgive my sins. He washed me white. He fixed it to where I'll be able to go there. Amen. But according to this scripture, it's going to be far, far more. Amen. That dies and goes to hell than ever will. I'll die and go to heaven. Amen. Ain't God other day at the doctor's office. Hey God, they had old. Kenneth Copeland on the television there. As Bill Houston calls him, Copenhagen, ain't beyond the gobbledy. He was telling everybody how to get rich. Amen.
Yeah.
You know the scripture that comes to my mind? Thou fool, of this day shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who shall these things be? Thank God there was a beggar had laid it to gate. Thank God desiring how to be fed. How the crumbs had fell from the rich man had a table. That was a rich man. Had everything. He thought he'd ever need. But what he needed, he didn't know. One thing about
it. Amen.
Bible said the beggar died.
He did.
And had angels for pallbearers to carry him to Abraham's bosom.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Bible said the rich man also died. And in hell. Are you hear that? In hell. In hell, he lifted his eyes. I'll be in torment. Friend, I've got news for you. And God, as I read in Hebrews, it's appointed unto man once to die. I've been the judgment. Friend, you hear me? It's not over. When they put this thing in the ground, a matter of fact, it is then just beginning. God said the wicked. Now there's your faith. If you believe what God said, the wicked shall be turned into hell. I believe that.
Amen.
I believe that the 28th day of September, 1975, when I bowed right here, I believe that the wicked was going to be turned into hell, and I was wicked. You don't know how you're going to leave here.
No, sir.
Everybody, the government, they'll still tell you today that every one of them died instantly when that thing exploded. I can take you to the man that he retired now. But I can take you to him, let him tell you right out of his own album. You ask him, my wife, she was sitting there that night when he said it to them, they begin to let out papers that they were still alive whenever that thing hit the water. I don't imagine along about that time they would have studied too much about the things of this world. Along about that time there was only one thing in their minds. That was dying and going to hell. You had better have everyone. I don't care if you belong to this church. Thank God you ride in the hole in the pew. I hear every Sunday. If you ain't been born again, how you look out. How you're headed to death. Then the next thing. Be a resurrection. And you'll stand. Before. The God. How that created how this world and you will have given account for your life. You'll give an account for what you've done with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God help us. We're failing.
Yes.
All the way down. Isaac probably heard me ask Ronnie Highfield the other night. I said 25 years ago, I said when they had funerals, preachers used to preach at funerals.
Uh-huh.
Junior Burke one time told me that he had to happen right down here at Black Oaks. Said the service was at 11 o'clock in the morning. He said we had to pull a hearse out there to put dirt over the coffin after the sun went down. That's how long the preachers preached at the funeral. And Ronnie told me the other night, said mostly all they want right now is just a little poem read. Go put them in the ground and get it over with. The people that come up with that idea, you can't help them, they're already dead. That's not what a funeral's for, amen? It's to pay respect to them, alright. But if there's any preaching going on, it's to warn them that's sitting in the congregation. That one day you're going to be laying in that same box. And if your heart's not right with God, how you going to open your eyes in hell? How you gonna be a screaming? How Bible said weeping, and a wailing, and gnashing of teeth. And God the Bible said, and the worm dies not, and the fire's not quit. How you've only got one cause, that'll miss hell, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
I'll take my chances, you done lost. You not got a chance. You must be born again.
Amen.
I'm not talking about, hey man, this crowd come down here and read you a scripture or two. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about this sword of the Lord bunch where they persuade you. Hey man, do you know right now if you was to die that you'd go to hell and hogwash? Hey man, if you ain't born again, I don't care you run that book from cover to cover and bust hell wide open. Amen. The devil knows more about that Bible than all of us put together. And guess where he's a-going? He's a-going right straight to hell. Friends, you hear me. God done said plain. How the wicked, other words, them that snob, I've been born again, is going to be turned into hell. Oh my, you study about, amen. Thanks be on the God earth. Our community here full of people had a dying day every day and going to hell. Thank God and all we're interested in the people. Most of them is. Thank God is taking them a trip. Thank God the Smoky Mountains or something or other else. I'm telling you, we better get David concerned about people dying and going to hell.
Yeah. Yes.
I was sitting at the house of reading the other day in Ezekiel, where God told Ezekiel plain. He said, I set you as a watchman over the house of Israel. Amen. He said, now you warn them. Amen. For me. No, from me. Amen. Ain't been a God. Warn them from me. In other words, you warned them that they're going to stand in judgment. Amen. You warned them about hell. I bless your heart. And he said, if you warn them, hey God, and they don't turn and repent, hey God, their blood will be on their hands. And you are clear. But if you fail to warn them, hey God, and they die in their sin, their blood will I require. At your hands, I'm going home today. Amen. With my hands clean. I bless your heart. I'm going to warn you. Whoever you are, that you're going to stand in judgment on this hope you have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't God coming down? I've been born again. I let Him do a work of grace in your heart.
Amen.
Yes. You ever feel like preacher when you didn't feel like it? Amen. God help us. We don't hear much of this hellfire and brimstone stuff. I was talking to Brother Oscar last night. After I got through talking with him, I phoned a preacher friend of mine up in North Carolina. Amen. For about 2 hours, we preached one night. Amen. On the phone. And we got to talking about this very thing. Amen. He said, it's got up here. He said, most of the churches, David, the preachers don't even bring their Bible to church. He said, they already got it printed out on a piece of paper. And they'll just get up and read it all. Amen. We're in a pitiful mess. Our church they're sitting full of people that are dying and going to hell, and nobody are warning them that you must be born again. God must change your nature. You must be made a new creature, or else you're going to hell. Help us, Lord. Isaiah, chapter number 5. Bible plainly tells us they're going to be far more going to hell than they are heaven.
Yes.
But they ain't nobody. I mean nobody today that's a dying and going to hell.
Come on.
Not a soul. That's dying and going to hell. They, everybody. Maybe the most of y'all, I don't know, may be keeping up with this colored fella down here that Gadsden that killed his little baby a few years back. Cut and chopped his foot with a hatchet. So he said Yahweh told him to do it. Wasn't a thing in the world but the devil.
Amen.
They're trying to figure out how to handle this mental retardation. I thought about I would like to walk in and I'd tell them just exactly how to handle the mental retardation. It was in our Sunday school lesson today. If he won't help, amen, do some fasting and praying and cast that God that Yahweh out of him. That's the devil's what it is. That's what causing you to do. What you do, it's because you are fallen to your dead father, the devil, and the lust of your father, you will do. What you're going to have to do is let the Lord break the chains of bondage, and God and set you free, give you a new heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
That fellow's demon possessed. Our devil possesses, but there's more of them walking around right around here than you and I really know about.
Amen.
That our devil possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher, don't preach on that. Preach on how sweet heaven's going to be. Heaven's going to be sweet for them that gets loose.
Yeah.
Amen. But help us, Lord. Isaiah chapter 5. Now you listen. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and the glory and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it.
Mm-hmm.
I never find anywhere, Almon, where the Bible said the heavens are going.
No.
God done told us just exactly what size it is. But here he said hell is enlarging itself. My. Bible said, Isaiah 14 and verse number 9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation. Hell is moved. You know what I believe in reading that scripture? I don't even believe whatever you want to. You can be wrong if you want to be. It don't matter with me. But it said here, hell is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead. I'm telling you right now, the Bible down there says they're weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I believe with all my heart that the hell is enlarging, waking them people up to greet thee at thy coming. Amen. To have something new to know. Amen, you hear me. And you hear me well. We need more of this hellfire and brimstone preaching. Amen, Oscar. Or David or Terry Pace. Whoever preaches my funeral has one thing I require them. If God let them have it, preach on hell. Because I've got some folk on my side of the family. That's lost. Amen. My wife got folks on her side that's lost. Thank God, and that'll be the only time they'll ever hear about hell. Just right back. Amen. If it takes 3 days, supposed to be in bumble and not rot anyhow, just preach. Thank God and warn them. Thank God that hell is awaiting on them. One of my wife's cousins, a few a year or two ago, died over here at Center, and one of her first cousins was up here in Birmingham. And they had a preacher, and he didn't really what I call preach, but he did say a few pretty good words. And she got plumb mad. She said, I don't know why they have to have preaching, amen, at a funeral. I know why, because it was condemning her, amen. I bless your heart. That's the reason why, David, I wanted preach. Amen, you ain't going to help me. I'm going to be in the hands of a just God. Thank God, but I'm telling you what. Our biggest majority thanks be unto God to die and go into hell. And our preachers anymore. All they want to do is to get into prophecy. How God's going to count the hairs in the horse's tail. Exactly what's going to do this. Who's going to do that. Russia's going to do this. China's going to do that. I'll tell you what God's going to do. God's going to cause it to rain fire and brimstone. God's going to blow the trumpet. And the dead's going to rise. And they're going to stand in judgment. I'm before a holy God. I've got that wrote in the book. I can preach that. Thank God when that trumpet sounds, you're going to come out of the ground. You're going to bow. Bible said every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Mr. Trump that never has repented. Mr. Trump that never has done nothing wrong. Hey, man, when he comes out of the ground, that's what's going to happen. Mr. Trump is going to bow his knee. Mr. Trump is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. After the glory of God the Father. Look over right beside him, that's going to be that windbag Hillary. Hey, man. Look on the other side, that's going to be that pole cat Obama. Thanks be unto God. You mark her down. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. I bless your heart. I'd rather do it here. Wait till then. And he said, bind them hand and foot and cast them in out of darkness.
Yes, right.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, bless you, man.
Hell is enlarging itself.
Yes, it is.
I sit around sometimes just, if he had the number, I probably couldn't even pronounce it, of the people that has been on this earth since Adam and Eve. Boy, it's going to be a crowd on the day of judgment, ain't
it? Yeah, it is.
Even Sodom and Gomorrah and cities round about, I don't know how big they was, but they're going to be there.
Sure.
Them wicked Sodomites, and God, Jesus said they're going to rise and on judgment and condemn that generation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come on.
Help us, Lord. I want to read just a little more, then we'll give you a chance to pray. But I'm going to tell you right now, judgments are coming just as sure as I'm standing here.
Yes, it is.
And you're going to face a holy God face to face.
Yes.
I don't know what you ever do or not, but I study about judgment. How long is it going to take God to judge everybody that ever walked on the face of this earth? When the angel declares that time shall be no more, that means time stopping and it's in eternity, it don't matter.
Right.
But in human time, as we know, Genia, I just wonder how many hundreds of thousands of years it takes to pass by one by one. You going to pass by one by one? So we're going to give account every one of us here. Now, I do want to get over on that right side. I want to lean to that pretty good.
Yes.
Get on that left. Amen. Revelation chapter number 20. Bible said in verse number 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Do you realize that the devil was one time an angel?
Mm-hmm.
I better hush when I get in deep trouble. But he was once an angel. Pride made a devil out of him. If pride will take an elf, angel and make a devil, what will it do to us? We're living in a proud generation.
Amen. We are.
I mean, we're so eat up with pride today that we don't hardly know front doors in the back going in our house with much pride about us.
Yeah.
I love the Lord. I love going to church. But I'm not going to get out in the crowd and mention Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crowd bunch that I like to get into. That's what the Lord said. Amen. The devil was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Amen.
Now how long is that? There ain't no end to it. Other words, once they get into this place, that is it.
Yeah. The way out.
Heaven.
Here I am, here at 73 year old, and it seems just like that to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But can you just imagine forever? A million years go by, you're there forever.
Yeah.
10 million years go by, forever. Everything down here, I don't care if it's cancer or what it is, there's an end to it.
Sure.
Either God heal it, or else you die of it. But there's an end to it. Everything that we know, there's an end to it, except when judgment comes and you get into eternity, there is no end to it.
Amen.
And I saw a great white throne. Put it wherever you want it. I'm just reading out this book. I'm going to preach the second coming. Let everybody else preach that third, fourth, and fifth. I'm just going to preach the second. Amen. He's already been here one time. Mm-hmm. To them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Don't send about third, fourth, and fifth. But shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation? And I've asked a lot of people a question about this very scripture, and they can't give me no answer. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heavens fled away, there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, plural, books for your works in it. Books, or maybe these books here. All I know are just books. We're open. And another book open, singular. Book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of these things which are written in the books according to their works. He said, the words that I've spoken unto you, they shall judge you in the last day. Sound to me like it might be the 66 books. But that one right there, the book of life. They tell me. Maybe you can enlighten me right here. They tell me and tell me there'll not be no saved people stand at that judgment. But I ain't the brightest bulb on the tree. I said, every one of them is lost people. What in the world? Is God so dumb he has to have a book to find out whether they're lost or not? If the book of life is there, that must mean, amen, there's somebody there. For it speaks about if whoever name was not found written in that book was cast into the lake of fire. I think God's smart enough to know what He's doing.
Amen.
I think when we stand there, we're going to stand there. Amen. I find a place over there where He said. I know this is going to be pauper, but put it anywhere you want it. I find where He's going to separate them. And God has to separate, divide this sheep from His goat. Amen. Put the sheep or goats on the left hand and the sheep on the right. Amen. And the Bible said, ain't got them on the left, bind them hand and foot, and cast them in outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. What ain't a thing in the world but hell. Take them goats and put them in hell. But them sheep over here, he said, welcome in unto the joys of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. You can say whatever you want. I believe whatever you want. When I get through, you can tell me whatever you want, but I'm going to let this book I'll be true and every man alive. I pray you didn't read this right over here. I read that. That satisfies me. I believe he told them over there, Martha, did I not tell you that he'd live again? And I know he'll live again, Lord, in the resurrection at the last day. And he, you know, he didn't rebuke her. Amen. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And listen, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. They put you in the ground. You ain't even getting away. I don't know why the government kept that so quiet about that thing floating them people still alive when it hit the ocean. I don't know why. You know the government, they're crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. From top to bottom. But he said he read the paper where they was letting it out and said some of them was screaming. Some of them was singing. Some of them were praying. Some of them talking about how hot it was in that thing. He said they could hear them. He said they hadn't let out no audio of it, but said they could hear one, some, and they're singing amazing. I don't know how many was in there. That's the one that school teacher was in. You know, she made a statement before she left here in that spaceship. I'm going to go up and look God face to face. Mike, she didn't know how true that statement was.
Amen.
But listen to this last verse and done. Would you get number 24 in the church hymnal? Get it ready. And whosoever. Now who does that cover? Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
Whosoever. Rejoice not because the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your name is written in the book of life.
Amen.
Billy Mitchell's got a saying that I really like. Said people ask him all the time, said, when did the Lord write your name down in the book of life? Before the foundation of the earth, or when you got saved, or when? He said, I don't know. But he said, I sure was glad when I found out that he was in there.
Amen.
That's all I know. I'm just glad I know mine's there.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I know the Lord wrote it there. I'm not going to argue over when he put it there. I'm not going to argue with him over nothing. Ain't God, they going to be some that will. But they're going to lose. Somebody said we're going to stand speechless before the Lord. Some of them ain't. Because some of them said, Lord, did we not cast out devils in thy name? Did we not do many wonderful works? I mean, they're arguing with their Creator, God the Maker, arguing with Him. Thank God, but they're going to lose because, thank God, they're going to head right straight out to hell.
Amen.
Whosoever name was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Let me tell you this, that Jesus said, and he said it plain, if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. In other words, if you look up that word offend right there, if I'm finding it right, means causes you to sin. If your eye, you can't keep that thing from roguing around and causing you to sin, pluck it out. In other words, Jesus said, get rid of whatever it is.
Yeah.
If your hand offends you, cause you to sin, you can't keep control of yourself on account of your hand, cut it off. If your foot offends you, cause you to sin, and you can't control it, cut it off. He said it was better than here in the life. Halt, lame, maimed, blind, than having all. Your members to be cast into the lake of fire. I bless your heart, I don't know. You may not never hear it. I know I've done a poor job this morning, but I'm telling you, judgment days are coming. And I don't know how cold, but I do know how without the blood, without the new birth, without God, changing your nature, you're going just as straight to hell as you can go. While we stand there, feet and dumb, come sing. Number 24.
Amen.
You better do something. You better do it right. I don't care how long your name's been on this church book. If you ain't been born again, you better do something.
Amen.
I done got down to where, like I said, I've just about made up my mind to proclaim war on the devil. Amen. I'm getting tired, Wendy, of seeing our children in the shape they're in today. Seeming parents don't care. Amen. Older folks, I mean, thank God leading young folks. I'm just about ready to declare war on them. Amen. Just get right in their face and rebuke them if I have to and warn them. Amen. You ain't going to smile. You ain't going to laugh. You ain't going to have no fun. Ain't going to have no pleasure. When you wake up in the flames of hell, things is going to be different. You never suffered anything here besides what you're going to suffer when you get into the flames of hell.